Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Gary Shellenberg, CEO and president of TNR Gold Corp. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is TNR. And the company is a diversified metals exploration company focused on identifying and exploring existing properties and new prospective projects globally. Thanks for joining us today there, Gary.
Well, thanks for having me there, Juan.
Great. Anytime. Always good to have you on. Now, start out by talking to us about the recent acquisition of Beaver House, which is a large rare earth elements target in Thunder Bay.
Well, as you know, Juan, we're a project-generating company, and we're always striving to we follow technology. We, as you know, technology has a great effect on commodity trends, and we've identified quite some time ago, where the rare earth elements, where technology has created a huge demand for several of these elements, and we started our research about a year and a half ago, looking for prospective projects, and one that came to mind and came to light through our research was this what they call Big Beaver House Complex, located in northern Ontario. It was originally explored for niobium back in the 70s, and then from that time period, essentially forgotten about. I know the OGS out of Ontario had done some sampling on this complex in the early 80s, and had made some reference that this complex could be an excellent source for rare earth elements, but it was essentially shelved away and really unknown, and we were able to find this information out through our some of our geologists and consultants that we're using, and we were able, fortunate enough, to acquire the entire complex of some 16 square kilometers. And historically, it's had some great results on niobium, up to 5% niobium, and also with the work that the OGS had done, also had very, very good response and results in rare earth elements. So we're very happy to be able to make, I think it's a key new acquisition for our company, and I think it does set the trend on where we're going with our company, again, keeping ahead of the curve, identifying opportunities, new opportunities, and taking advantage of them.
Great. And so give us an update on the Los Azules copper project, as well as some of your key projects.
Sure. Some of our key projects, obviously, from our interview before, was that we do have a large land holding in Argentina. We've been in Argentina for some 20 years. The more advanced project, of course, is the one project that's being developed by Minera Andes called the Los Azules Project. We do have a back-end right on a portion of that project, of which we think is a key asset for the company. And again, it's still early days, but we do think that they will, as the shareholders will see value in that moving forward. Minera Andes earlier this year had put a pre-feasibility study, I guess, so you'd call it a pre-economic study, on the deposit, showing that they had a little over 11 billion pounds of copper in situ, and their initial scoping numbers are showing that they could actually produce a pound of copper for about 80 cents. Showing that this particular deposit, could be very viable. And so, again, that bodes well here for TNR shareholders. Again, it is a conditional back-end that we do have that we're currently getting clarified in the courts here with Xstrata. But we do think there will be some significant value for the TNR shareholders. Other projects in Argentina, again, we've been focusing in over the last 6 months on identifying lithium and rare metal projects worldwide. And again, as I mentioned earlier, with the change in technology, especially the big sway towards clean energy and battery-powered vehicles, we recognized that lithium was going to be a commodity that you should, that could be in short supply very, very quickly, and especially if a lot of the projections are starting to come true. Just recently in Frankfurt, they had the auto show there, and every major automaker were displaying the major lines of electric cars all using, you know, lithium ion batteries. So it's, again, a significant commodity, I think, that we thought we had to be in. We have aggressively acquired some 16 projects worldwide on lithium and rare metals projects, and that'll be a focus of our internal spinoff. We will take our subsidiary, which holds all these assets, called International Lithium. We intend to take that public the first quarter of next year, and actually dividend these shares back to do a dividend to existing TNR shareholders on this new public vehicle. So I think it'll be an attractive investment for our shareholders. I think it'll show some immediate return to them. Also, having a very commodity-focused company, which will have been fostered here from TNR's generative work over the last year and a half. So again, I think that's something that's quite positive. I think the key asset within our lithium rare earth company called International Lithium will be our Mariana project in Argentina. It's a very large salar. It's over 120 square kilometers, has very favorable lithium values within brines, and it's one definitely for the shareholders to watch.
Great. And so you started talking about some of the trends in the rare metals sector. So continue talking about some of the emerging trends and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on.
Exactly. Yeah, well, as I was mentioning with regards to lithium, I think we touched on the demands on lithium, but it's just not lithium that'll be in short supply. There's other elements from tantalum, niobium to the obsidian to there's a number of these other rare metals and rare earths that are becoming in short supply. Some of the largest supplier of rare earth elements is actually China, and they've just recently announced that they're going to stop exporting of the raw materials to the rest of the world, and again keeping the source for their own use, and so that's going to cause a worldwide shortage of some of these elements, and that's we're starting to see that in the markets now. You're starting to see some of the rare earth element companies starting to gain market notoriety as the market recognizes that these commodities are in short supply. It'll be a race to essentially see where can we find these elements and how quickly can we bring these things into production. So I think that is one of the trends that we see. I think other elements out there, we have a lot of projects that are quite heavy in copper in Argentina. Well, lo and behold, copper now is back up to $2.80 and again projected to continue on. So we like to be ahead of the curve, and I think we've proven that with our project generation and the power portfolio that we've been putting together. And whether it be rare earth elements, rare metals, lithium or copper, and even some of our gold assets, I think we like to be in early, and I think that's where the shareholders can really capitalize with their investment in TNR.
Great. And so what are some of the things that makes TNR unique from some of the players in your sector?
Well, I think some of the things that make us quite unique is number one is that we have a very large management ownership on a fully diluted basis. Over 51% of insiders and management own the company. That's a little over 50 million shares. Again, that shows the dedication to the company. So I think as new investors look at us, they can see that the company is, the founders and or directors are very dedicated to the company's success. We have a very diversified portfolio. Being a project generator puts us in at the early stage on a lot of these commodity trends, and that's something, again, it's usually the first in on these commodities. We'll be successful. And thirdly, I think is key is that we have the ability and management and management experience to succeed in this. We've been involved in several other buyouts with other ventures in the past, and I think I could see that same thing happening here with TNR. Now that we have our sizable portfolio here developed, and you know, we'll continue to develop this portfolio. We've in Argentina, for example, we've got 15 projects. 12 of them are joint ventured. You know, it's a great business model to have. We generate projects, bring in partners to help develop them, and reap the benefits, and keep our dilution down to the minimum.
And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Gary, as well as that of the some of the key management team over at TNR.
Yeah. Well, I'm a geologist, or I used to be a geologist. I've been running public companies now for a little over 25 years. When it was involved in the very early days in the diamond play in the 1990s, was involved in Windspear Resources, which was bought out for some $350 million by De Beers. Was involved in oil and gas, and again in the 90s, at the early days when nobody liked oil and gas, we were able to build a company from zero to 1,500 barrels a day within a year. Merged it with a company called Founders Energy, and that company now is Providence Energy Trust, worth I think has a market capitalization of about $2.2 billion. So these are, you know, again, all started from early stage developments, and that's something that, you know, we're very good at doing here. In addition, we have some very strategic investors and insiders, and of which our chairman is one of them, Carol Klipp. Again, some key European investors that, again, are looking at opportunities in the energy sector, also, you know, and in the commodity sector, and they've chosen to back us. They've been very faithful backers, financing TNR on our ventures, and again, believing being ahead of the curve and developing these things at an early stage. We're a very technically oriented group. We are backed by a consulting firm here called Coast Mountain Geological, which I'm a president of. We have some 60 geologists here working out of three offices worldwide, you know, Mexico, the U.S., and here in Canada. So we do have a full team, technical team behind us, as well as very strong financial capabilities and within the business sector.
Great. And so what are some of the goals that you guys hope to accomplish here looking at the next 12 months?
Well, the next 12 months, we'll see hopefully our successful launch of International Lithium as a public vehicle. We'll see our shareholders receive shares of this International Lithium, and within that company, starting to develop our key assets towards a pre-feasibility, and I think that'll be our goal within the first year within that company. We have our other sector, which is the Solitario Resources, which is our subsidiary in Argentina. We will continue on generating and bringing in partners of our assets there. We do anticipate that the advancement of Los Azules will continue here with Minera Andes in a positive way. We also are exploring the opportunities of taking our Alaska assets, which, again, we have a 50% ownership of a million-ounce non-compliant resource in Alaska, which we think could be another Donlin Creek. We're looking at opportunities there of, again, potentially creating a new gold entity, possibly public, and or vending that off into an existing public company. So there's a lot of opportunities here that we're looking, how can we capitalize and bring more value to our shareholders, and that's something that we're aiming to do here, whether it be through divestitures or direct spin-offs and dividending these things to our shareholders. You know, that is our goal within the next year, is to start capitalizing on a great portfolio of projects that we've developed so far.
Great. And in terms of growth, will you look to grow organically, or will you look for some M&A activities?
Yeah, actually, we'll be doing both. Actually, we'll continue on our acquisition role. You know, and what we do best is continue to take on and you know, continue our research and acquiring new projects. We're also looking at some mergers and acquisitions as well. And again, that's something in this trend and all commodity trends that you'll see. And you know, I can speak, you know, from the lithium side of things. You know, they generally go through trends. You know, we're currently finishing up the acquisition part of the cycle, where all the companies are out there acquiring projects. Now we'll go on to the consolidation and value building side of things. And I can see within that sector there'll be some consolidation and there'll be a lot of value building, which will go on for the next year. And I think we would like to be a part of that. I think we'd like to be not the person being absorbed, but maybe the company doing the absorbing and to continue to grow within that particular sector. There is a lot of opportunities out there. I think the downturn has created a ton of opportunities here in the resource sector, and we've been fortunate enough with TNR to take the advantage, take that opportunity, and capitalize on it.
Well put. And so, what in terms of investors, do you think that right now investors understand the the general direction and message of the company?
Actually, it's always a difficult one to get across to investors because, again, we're a project generation company. We have so many different assets, so many different values, is that they have a difficult time to actually fully understand any one of our assets. Where, if you take a step back and you want to analyze where the company's the market capitalization of our company is about $30 million. At that point, if you want to look at it, our shotgun project in Alaska, could definitely, take up more than a third of that value, market cap. We've got all our lithium assets alone. We're probably, if you were to look at those, who knows what those would be worth. Our back end right on Los Azules, could be worth $30 or $40 million. These are the things that I don't think that the market really values in a company, and I think that junior companies as a whole have that problem of getting that message across. And that's why number one has been our goal now to essentially to break up essentially TNR. We'll continue to generate good projects within TNR, but let's take commodity specific packages and bring value to our shareholders. And as I mentioned, through spinoffs and through and or divestitures, where the market and the investors can truly understand it, where they're starting to see extra shares in their pockets. From owning TNR, they're going to own other shares of other companies, and they can see that value in their trading accounts. And I think that's really how we're going to create value and bring our story across to the individual investor and where they can really understand it, and that'll be what they can see in their brokerage account.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Gary Schellenberg, CEO and President of TNR Gold Corp., which once again trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is TNR and is currently trading at 32 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Gary, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why TNR Gold Corp represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, a key thing is that you're getting exposure to a lot of very good projects through a project generation model. And key to that success is our management. We have very good management capabilities. We're very technically oriented. We have good financial backing with our European contacts. And we have the ability and a proven track record of being ahead of the trends. And, we were one of the first groups in on the lithium acquisition. We were now on rare earth elements in very early stage there. We're one of the earlier stages in the Argentina in the copper phase. So, again, we have a proven track record. We can, we can deliver as promised, and we've been one of the survivors through this downturn and been able to take advantage of that downturn through acquisitions of new opportunities.
Well, great, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's future growth and progress as well as report on some of your upcoming projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Hey, well, thanks very much for having me.